The Organization on Doing Tax Abuse has made a comprehensive submission on the draft white paper on audio and audiovisual content services policy to the Department of Communications and Digital Technologies. Our submission aims to address critical issues in the proposed policy framework, safeguard taxpayers, and promote responsible governance. The government is considering significant changes to media and content service policies. These changes could influence citizens' access to content, taxation, and the state of media services. We are concerned that government is considering replacing the SABC license by loading levies onto commercial broadcasters or live stream entities, or by taxing the sale of electronic devices like cell phones. We agree that the SABC license system has failed, but expecting commercial businesses to collect those funds instead is not a solution. Instead of seizing the opportunities for growth in the broadcast sector, the government is seizing opportunities to make more money. South Africans need access to internet and digital services at affordable rates. South Africa needs a functioning public broadcaster, and we need government to come up with a better solution to fund it.